Random House Audio presents The Art of Influence. Persuading others begins with you. This is Chris Widener. Grandma's Gift. It was a perfect Sunday summer afternoon for a barbecue to honor a young man who had worked so hard to achieve his dreams. The sun was shining and the temperature hovered around 75 degrees. Friends and family were gathered together, some of whom had not seen each other for years. Kids played in and around the swimming pool, and the smell of burgers wafted through the backyard. Perfect. Marcus Drake had a lot to be thankful for. His parents, Bill and Margaret Drake, were classic middle class, middle American folks who'd worked hard to give their children a good life. Bill was an insurance salesman, and Margaret had been a homemaker, staying home to take care of Marcus and his brother Jack, who was 2 years younger. Margaret was part cook, part cleaning lady, part nurse, and part taxi driver to the two boys who were the love of her life. Bill was there for most of the boys' games and school events and did his best to get home for dinner with Margaret and the boys every night. The Drakes had the classic Ozzie and Harriet existence. The barbecue was to celebrate Marcus's graduation from Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management, and everyone was thrilled to be there. Few of the Drakes had gone to college, let alone business school. No, the Drakes were a simple family. Marcus, however, wanted a different kind of life. He always had, in fact. In high school, Marcus had been a three-sport athlete, lettering in football, basketball, and baseball, and had usually made all-league. But he wasn't good enough to get a full ride to a major college, so he decided to focus on school rather than sports in college. Marcus grew up watching TV shows that showed the lifestyles of business moguls, and for as long as he could remember, he wanted to become one himself. He read Forbes and Fortune.